There's a really interesting and philosophically powerful thing that you can do, which might seem a little bit gruesome at first, but let me explain, which is watching train crash videos. Not that I spend my days watching train crash videos, but I've seen a couple of them along the way. And it strikes me as a very important life lesson that I'd like to share with you, because of the train crash videos that I have seen, every single one of them was preventable, and every single one of them is the fault of the driver of the car or the truck. Now, what does this have to do with life? Well, in the videos, people park their trucks on the train tracks, or they're driving a truck with a trailer, sometimes like a big rig that's hauling like concrete or pipes or something, and they'll drive their truck across the train tracks, and then they'll stop where the trailer with all the pipes is still crossing the tracks, even though the truck is already over the tracks, you know, I mean, beyond it. And then the train, of course, which cannot swerve, obviously, the train will hit the truck, the load of whatever it's carrying, to a typically catastrophic effect. I've never seen a train collision video where the train stopped. For some reason, all of them, in every single one, the train has continued and the vehicle has had to change course suddenly and often catastrophically. Now, what does this have to do with our lives? Well, the first lesson is that most of the catastrophic events that we might collide with in our lives are actually things that we do ourselves, or things that we line up for ourselves. Not intentionally, right? It's not like the truck driver wanted to park his truck on the train tracks, but he wasn't paying attention often, or there was traffic in front of him, or it wasn't clear enough for him, you know, whatever. Sometimes it's just not paying attention. Sometimes it's just a guy that's just like, whatever, this is driving across the train tracks, and then that's it. But in all these cases, it's things that people do themselves. Now, let's talk about fear for a moment, because it's important that we don't live our lives in fear. Fear can be like a cancer, and especially irrational fear, which is often an imagination about the future that may or may not be rooted in any evidence, right? False evidence appearing real, F-E-A-R. You've heard that. But when it comes to crossing train tracks, fear, or let's say, maybe that's not even the right word, but caution is most definitely called for. So if you're about to cross train tracks, or, and this is a metaphor for your life, if you're about to make a new decision, if you're about to cross into a new realm, you're about to launch a business, you're about to get married or divorced, or you're moving to a different country, a major life decision is like crossing the train tracks. It's a good idea to look both ways. It's a good idea to have a sense of not fear, but caution, as if saying, let's make sure there's not a train coming right now as we drive across these train tracks, because I'm pretty sure the train's not going to stop. So that's an important life lesson. Now, there are, of course, also lots of things that happen where you have no control. And continuing with the metaphor of, let's say, crash videos, there's one type of crash that is the absolute worst thing that can happen, over which you have virtually no control at first, which I'll get into. And it's the case of a large truck tire rolling down the road toward you that you cannot swerve to avoid. Because it turns out that when most vehicles collide with and run over a truck tire, that is, if the truck tire is upright, you know, rolling, it launches the vehicle into the air. The truck tire turns into like a catapult. And these are horrendous outcomes. like your car eats the truck tire and launches you into the air and sometimes flips you over. And sometimes trucks are driving along the highway and they've got, you know, what is it, 18 wheels? Is that right? Because they're 18 wheelers. If one of the 18 comes off and it's rolling down the highway, if you can't dodge it and your vehicle eats that tire, you're going to go airborne. So we can't control the tires of other trucks, which is the same as in life, we can't control the actions of other people around us. We can't control what they do. But you know what we can do is we can, there are things in our immediate environment that can help protect us against the unknown events. And what are those things? Well, like wearing a seatbelt would be one thing. Having a vehicle that's got airbags in it, because airbags actually do save lives. It's much easier to hit a cushion than to hit the windshield with your face, right? You can have a vehicle that's well-maintained. You can also be alert. Maybe you can dodge that tire. Maybe in your personal life, you can dodge that psychopath that you went out with and you didn't realize they were a crazy stalker. And you broke up with them finally, thank God. And then you found out how crazy they were in the breakup or whatever. You know, we've all lived interesting experiences in all these areas. Protecting yourself against the unknowns out there is very important. But even that doesn't have to be done with a vibe of fear. You don't have to go through your life always afraid, right? Like, what if somebody hurts me? You know, what if somebody betrays me? I can't have any relationships. I can't trust anybody. What if somebody's, you know, does something bad? That would be like driving around where you're afraid to drive more than 10 miles per hour, because what if there's a truck tire in the road? That is very unlikely to ever happen, actually, although it could happen. So don't live in fear, but definitely maintain your own close environment to the extent that you can in order to be safe when unusual things happen. Back to the road metaphor, you could choose to drive a larger vehicle, for example. Also, you could choose to not ride motorcycles, as motorcycles are very dangerous relative to vehicles in terms of surviving a collision. So same thing in your personal life. Instead of keeping your money in the bank, you could choose to have some of your assets in gold or silver or privacy crypto or Bitcoin or land or whatever. Like putting your money in the bank is like riding a motorcycle with no helmet down the highway of currency collapse. Like eventually bad things are going to happen. You just know it. So diversify so that you are able to recover or to preserve some of your assets in a vehicle that can't just be seized or can't just collapse into non-existent, like vanish like the Epstein files, you know? What do they say in South Park? And it's gone. Yep. You don't want that to happen. Now, there are also car crash or wreck videos where airplanes fall out of the sky and fall on people's cars. There's pretty much nothing you can do about that one. Fortunately, it's incredibly rare, and you can't drive around looking at the sky all day. What if there's an airplane? No, you should pay attention to the road in front of you, probably. So that gets down to priorities. Yes, danger could come from any vector, but it's important to focus on the most important vector so that you can avoid danger and be a responsible driver, etc. You know, saving your own life as well as the lives of others. Now, also from time to time, you may have seen videos of people standing really close to the shoreline, usually on some like rocky shore in the middle of a storm. And then a super wave comes and splashes, engulfs them, sweeps them away. That's preventable, it turns out. I saw a video of a guy, young guy, proposing to his would-be wife while they were both barefoot, standing in the middle of the top of a waterfall. Well, rocks that are wet that grow moss are very slippery. And the groom fell and slid down the waterfall, which is one hell of a way to propose to your future wife. Instead of saying yes, you should be screaming, call 911. Yeah, that's how our marriage started, right? Wow. So don't do that. Don't walk barefoot on the wet stones in the middle of a waterfall, probably. So there are a lot of things that are, of course, self-inflicted. And COVID vaccines, another great example. COVID vaccines, you know, nobody actually at gunpoint forced anybody to take a vaccine. They all agreed to take it. Self-inflicted or inflicted with consent of the self, right? So these are things that you can control. You can choose to say no. And hopefully now, I mean, most people are red-pilled about all of that and they're informed enough to know that they should probably never agree to any vaccine. Seems like all the vaccines are going in the direction of mRNA also. So it's like alien takeover of your cell structure and your protein synthesis and all kinds of stuff, maybe genetic alterations. Probably not a great idea. That would be like proposing in the middle of a waterfall and wondering why you slipped and fell. So don't do that, right? And sometimes I hear people say, well, what about excitement? You know, well, I want some excitement in my life. Like, just read the news, man. No, people are like, I want physical excitement. I want to go on a scary ride. I want to watch a scary movie. I find that people who like to do that are people who are kind of oblivious to the excitement that's happening in the world in reality. Like, the real world is already so horrifying. Why would you need to augment that with anything else? You know, you've got children being bombed to death in Gaza. You don't need horror movies. The horrors are real and they're happening right now every day in many different ways. Child trafficking and, you know, organ harvesting, and these things are happening right now. You don't need a movie. Just look around. So the point here is that most of the issues that people face are preventable, or you can defend yourselves against the worst impacts of those things. But this all comes down to self-reliance and also, you know, living off-grid, that is decentralization, not depending on the system to save you or for the system to defend you or protect you. In other words, well, let me give you an example. You know that when I deal with injuries, things like that, I have an extensive home medicine collection of all kinds of, you know, essential oils and colloidal silver and chlorine dioxide and, you know, whatever else, all kinds of bandages and things like that. So I haven't needed to go to the emergency room for, I don't know how long, many decades. Even though I almost, you know, sliced off my index finger 2 years ago on the ranch, but I was able to treat that myself and able to heal that back most of the way, just on my own. So, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to the emergency room in certain situations. It definitely does make sense for certain types of trauma, you know, broken bones and severed ligaments and things like that. But when we are more self-capable in our ability to handle food and medicine and finances and, you know, information and whatever else, communications, even fuel, for example, then, like, I don't typically go to gas stations. Then we can be a lot more self-reliant and we can actually be safer in our lives. So let me talk about gas stations for a second, because, of course, you know, I have my security dog, Rhodey. And he's always with me. He's with me right now. And when I'm filling up with gas, and this is what all tactical guys do who have a security dog with them. You're filling up gas, you roll down the window for your dog to be able to get out and attack crazy people who are a threat, right? If, you know, if somebody's coming at you at the gas station, then you command your dog to jump out of the window and get to work, correct? And I realized that the gas station was the sketchiest place that I ever visit. Like, of the places that I typically go, like my studio, or maybe a grocery store or what have you, the gas station was clearly the highest risk place that I was routinely going to. So instead of doing that, I got a 500-gallon diesel tank, and then I just have a company fill up the diesel tank every once in a while, and I have a diesel vehicle. So I fill up diesel at home, which is much safer than going to a gas station. And then also I don't have to deal with, you know, touching the gas pump handle that other people are touching, and who knows what kind of weird skin lotions they're wearing or whatever, you know, not even a question. I don't have to worry about, oh, the gas station's going to get robbed while I'm here, or that some crazy person is going to back into my vehicle because they're drunk and they don't know what they're doing. No, I fill up with diesel at home, and it's so much better, and it's also cheaper too. And that's true even though it is taxed, it's road taxed diesel. I want to be clear, you know, I'm a rule of law kind of guy. So I actually buy two different types of diesel. I buy red dye diesel for agricultural use, and then I buy road diesel, which is legal to use on roads and highways. And the road diesel has the federal and state taxes added to it. Well, I pay extra for that versus the red dye diesel, so that I'm filling up my vehicle with the proper road taxed, you know, diesel. Again, I'm a rule of law kind of guy. I'm not trying to cheat that system. I use red dye diesel for my equipment, my tractors, whatever, on the ranch. So I follow the rules, but as a result of following the rules, I have 1,000 gallons of diesel, two different 500 gallon tanks. And the 500 gallon tanks just happen to be the right size and the right weight limit where I can move them around with my compact track loader and a set of forks on the front. So I actually bought 500 gallon diesel tanks that are forkliftable. In other words, they're on skids with forklift holes in the bottom, and I can pick them up with my compact track loader, and I can move them anywhere I want, anywhere on the ranch, as needed. So it's actually a pretty good solution if you can get all that equipment. But by doing that, then I take control over my, you know, fill it up experience, let's say. And people want their soul fulfilled. I just want my diesel tank to be fulfilled, actually, in this context. But also then I've created preparedness. I've created resiliency because I have a diesel generator. I have a Kubota, I think it's like a 11 kilowatt or maybe it's a 14 kilowatt diesel generator. And so I can pump diesel into that, and 500 gallons of diesel at, well, let's say 10 kilowatts of usage lasts a long ass time, like months. So you see what I'm saying? So you can make conscious choices like this that have multiple benefits, that make you more resilient, that make you safer, that let you avoid getting hit by a train, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. You can make all kinds of decisions like this. I've really often wondered why more people don't have a diesel tank on their property. And maybe it's just because they live in a HOA or someplace like that where it's not allowed. But people that live in the country, they still go fill up at a gas station. And I really don't, it doesn't make sense, actually. You should get a tank and fill up at home. Way cheaper. And then we get to the big one, chronic degenerative disease. So most degenerative disease is preventable. And yet, most people, by the way they eat, they are parking on the train tracks. let's call it like the cardiovascular train tracks. You know, people go out to eat and they eat a lot of toxic fried foods that are fried in seed oils at a fast food restaurant, or maybe even not a fast food restaurant, a family sit-down restaurant, which still doesn't serve organic. It's still seed oils. It's cheap oils, right? So you end up with cardiovascular inflammation, which leads to heart disease and cancer and Alzheimer's and so on over time. And then on top of that, a lot of people prefer the convenience of processed foods, and they don't want to mess with the inconvenience of eating healthy or taking supplements or eating superfoods or paying higher prices for organic. Oh my God, so expensive. Well, not expensive at all compared to the cost of being sick. And have you looked at prescription drug prices recently or health insurance prices recently? So look, I can't speak for you, but I don't carry any health insurance other than whatever the basic plan is offered by my company, which I think it's like a some kind of major medical plan. I don't carry health insurance other than that. And in fact, I am not a fan of any kind of insurance personally. So I don't insure much of anything except what's legally required, you know. And that's because I live a lifestyle where, you know, the best insurance, in my view, against cancer or sickness is eating healthy, clean foods and getting exercise and getting some sunshine and having some superfoods and drinking turmeric with my smoothies and things like that. You want to talk about insurance? I'm making my own insurance every day with a blender. It's called my smoothie. I'm putting superfoods in there. That's my insurance. It's insurance against cognitive deterioration. It's insurance against inflammation, insurance against cancer, etc. It's really not insurance, it's prevention. But if I were to go out and purchase, quote, health insurance, would I get a lower rate because I take care of my health? No, of course not. They don't even consider that in health insurance rates. You don't get a lower rate from being a person who, you know, consumes a lot of high density nutrition. Not at all. In fact, they might penalize you for that. Like, what, are you some kind of weird anti-vaxxer? Yeah, I'm an anti-vaxxer. I should get a discount on health insurance for not taking the death jabs. There should actually be a vaccine surcharge on health insurance for people who keep getting jabbed, because they're going to die sooner and they're going to have more medical problems. It's statistically proven. You see what I'm saying? So most of the problems that people deal with are self-inflicted. Most of the issues are avoidable. And the key to that is to have the knowledge. And that knowledge is available to you for free. And how is it available for free? Well, you can ask any question you want at brighteon.ai. And that's Enoch, our AI engine that has just been recently released. And by paying no money whatsoever, you don't have to create an account. There are no ads. It's completely non-commercial. You can ask any question you want. And our AI engine, of course, is trained on nutrition and off-grid living and natural medicine and natural remedies and cures and, you know, herbs and all these kinds of things. It's really well trained on all those things. So you can use it as a research tool. You can use it to write articles. You can use it to answer questions, whatever. You can also read our articles at naturalnews.com or check out our social media site, brighteon.social, where you've got all kinds of, you know, tens of thousands of contributors posting content that's absolutely amazing. So be sure to check all that out as well. It's all right there and it's all free. So thanks for listening and be sure to take advantage of all of this. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And you can also find more of my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care. So there's a huge uptick right now in the number of government agencies, departments that are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, I don't know if it's just for security or maybe they're anticipating an EMP attack or, I don't know, a nuclear event of some kind. But for whatever reason, a lot of government agencies are purchasing Faraday bags. Now, our partner, the Satellite Phone Store, they have this line called Escape Zone. And they've got all of these bags of various sizes, including this massive one I'm about to show you, which holds an entire generator. So if you've ever wanted to protect something like a desktop computer or a full-size, you know, home power generator in a Faraday bag, you can now do that. And they have other size bags as well. They've got bags that can handle like your laptop. Can you show the side view there?
there's a laptop bag. And then here on the desk, these are bags for solar panels. And this is a giant bag for a generator. And then they've got other size bags. Like this is like a body pouch. Here, you can show this straight on. Yeah. Sorry, it's black. It's kind of hard to see. But this is like a body bag. You can wear it. You can wear it cross chest, or you can wear it around your waist. It's smaller than a purse, you know, larger than a fanny pack, something like that. You've got them for satellite phones and mobile phones, many different sizes available. They also have backpacks. Now, you can get these through a couple of different places. You can go to healthrangerstore.com/escape, which will bring up this screen right here. And you can see here's the Faraday bag ballistic backpack. Here's the Faraday bag blanket. They've got Faraday bag beanies and all kinds of other, you know, different briefcase size bags for protecting laptop computers, things like that. Or you can go directly to darkbags.com, which is the satellite phone store website. And there you can see they've got the larger bags that have just been launched there right now. Crypto cold wallet protective Faraday sleeve. That's really important to protect your crypto, and many other different formats. Now, right now, they are, through the month of July, they are donating for every purchase of one of these are massive. See how large this is? This is a massive Faraday bag, okay, to hold an entire generator. For every purchase, they, of the large bags, which is the solar panel bag and the generator bag, for every purchase, they're donating $100 to our emergency response rescue efforts. Right now, for this week, those efforts are focused on the Texas flood rescue, where we are sending certified organic storable food and personal care and survival products to the victims of the flooding in Central Texas. We're organizing that right now. We're adding our own donation on top of that. But the satellite phone store is doing a $100 additional donation for every one of these bags that they sell. After this week, that $100 donation goes to our next rescue effort, which we don't know what that is yet. But we are here as the Health Ranger Store and my registered church, the Church of Natural Abundance, which has, you know, last year made over $500,000 in food donations to the victims of the storms in North Carolina and the hurricane in Florida and the fires in California that happened. Now we're helping Texas, and we'll be helping whoever needs help that we can reach with food and supplies and, you know, anything else that makes sense that we can get into people's hands. So by purchasing from darkbags.com or healthrangerstore.com/escape, you can also, with certain products, help raise donation money that will help those in need wherever they happen to be in America. We're here to serve. We're here to help. We have the infrastructure. We have the abundance from your support and from God's grace to be able to help people all across America in a time of need. And that's what we're doing. And that's what the satellite phone store is doing as well. And even if you don't care about the donation aspect of this, it's smart to have these bags, to put your mobile phone in a Faraday bag. Protects from 5G, protects from potentially identity theft. You can put your credit cards, your wallet, your car keys, you know, your key fob. Those things can be read by car thieves. They can be read from like 10 feet away. So you can put your key fobs in these, especially at night when you go in for the evening and you put your keys up, put them in one of these bags. Otherwise, thieves can come to your front porch and they can erect an antenna and they can read your key fob, and then they can steal your car right out of your driveway. That's been documented. That's happening right now. So protect all your electronics with Faraday bags of different sizes. And when you do that, you'll have better privacy, you'll have better protection, and you'll have electronics that work even after a nuclear event or after an EMP or whatever might happen. You want to have things that are protected from those kinds of events in case there is a worst case scenario type of catastrophe that unfolds. So again, check it all out at either the satellite phone store, SAT123.com, or darkbags.com, or healthrangerstore.com/escape, whatever's most convenient for you. And get these in your life, and you will enjoy enhanced privacy and protection from electromagnetic radiation and frequencies, or fields would be the correct term there. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com and HealthRangerStore.com. Be safe, everybody. Take care.